Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. And for those who are new to me, I am an angelic energy healer, as well as a spiritual teacher and coach, and an angelic channel. So welcome, everyone, and I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. Here, it's been a feeling a little bit like fall. And so, we had some rain today, and so it's been feeling nice, and so I hope that your weekend was great as well. So let us, before we start, I want to give out the number. So if you'd like to speak with us, myself, or my special guest today, about the energy of the week, or the topic that she will be discussing today, or, you know, any other questions you have for her, as well as if you have any questions or would like some guidance, please feel free to call 714-816-4628. And you could also join us in the chat room on psychictalk.net/live. And underneath the player is our chat room, our chat section. So you can always go there and ask your questions there as well. So, all right. So this week's energy. So, you know, if when it comes to the energy this week, Archangel Gabriel as well as Archangel Ariel are stepping forward this week. You know, this week is the last week of August, which I don't know about you, but it's been going by fast this month for me. And so, you know, this month has been all about creation. And so, of course, we're going to end this month, on that note of creating, but we're also going to be starting to gain momentum when it comes to taking action on those things that we are meant to create. Doing those next steps. So before we get there on taking action, Archangel Gabriel steps forward for us, and he is showing us that we need to do a little bit more of this inner work. So, you know, last week we did some inner work on love, you know, loving ourselves. And this week, it's going to be about being true to ourselves, being honest with ourselves. And so, you know, Archangel Gabriel is wanting us to go inward and ask ourselves, are we being honest with ourselves? Are we being true to who we truly are? Because when we are not, if we aren't being honest with ourselves, and, you know, and in turn, you know, when we speak to others, not being honest, truly being honest with those around us, we send out an energy that, you know, that is not who we are. And so we're sending out that energy to others. And so, you know, if you have those questions of, you know, why is it that I'm not receiving the love that I'm meant to receive, or I'm not receiving the abundance that I'm meant to receive? It is about that energy that you're sending out. Because if we're not being really true to who we are, we're sending that out, that energy out to others. So it's going to be about looking inward and asking ourselves if we're really being true to who we truly are. And this does affect our next steps. It affects what it is that the messages that we receive are supposed to be. You know, if we're not being true to who we are, Are you able to listen to the call, your purpose? Are you able to listen to your next steps and what it is that you're meant to do to, you know, achieve the goals that you truly want to achieve? So it's about looking within at the first half of the week. And then Archangel Ariel steps forward for us, and she is coming forward for us because, you know, with this new moon, it's, you know, new moons are all about setting intentions and being clear on what it is that we truly want in our lives to, you know, to come into fruition in our lives, especially when it comes to September, you know, and we're going to be in September on Sunday. So, you know, the new moon comes at a perfect time right before on the 30th to help us to really set those intentions. What is it that you want to come into fruition in September? So being clear on what it is that you want, what it is that you want to achieve, so that you can receive those next steps from the angels, from the divine, from the universe, so that you can, you know, really go in that direction that you're meant to go. So, all right, so that is the energy of this week. And so, you know, when it comes to setting the intentions, work with Archangel Ariel. When it comes to working on yourself, on, you know, on this work on being honest with yourself, you know, calling on Archangel Gabriel, and he will show you how to do that. Also, you know, it's about speaking your truth, but we have to work on it from the inside out first in order to really understand what it is that we need to speak about, what it is that we need to share when it comes to our truth. So calling on those two angels, they will help you this week to be able to do those things that we're meant to do this week. All right. So that is the energy of this week. And so I am so excited. We are rounding out, or we are ending the month of creation with another special guest who is, you know, recreating herself to, or really emerging and creating those things that she's meant to create. And, you know, that is what this month was about. So I want to introduce my special guest. Her name is Sarah Murphy, and she is an angelic channel as well as a energy healer. And so I will have her speak more about what it is that she does. And she comes to us from the UK. So hello, Sarah Murphy.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Just very hot in the UK at the moment.
So I hope you are staying cool and doing things indoors. All right. So tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I've just recently, I started connecting with the angels quite a while ago, and they've been pushing me to, you know, step out, follow that call within, and start, you know, sharing my gifts with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm on your show today.
Awesome. So when it comes to your gifts and when it comes to energy healing that you do, how did it start for you?
Well, I've always had this knowing that I have something special. People always comment about when I touch them, they could sense something. So I just started exploring it more. There was always something telling me that I'm meant to do more. Started off with Reiki and then got connected with angelic energy healer, and yeah, went from there. Started connecting with the angels.
Awesome. And so how did the angels come into play? you know, as you have been doing the work with Reiki and working with other people?
I've always known the angels were around. I've always sensed them. But once I did the Reiki course, I was more intrigued about, you know, the angels. And I started searching everywhere, found the right courses and training and the right people to help me connect with them. And it's just gone from there. So I first started to just meditating and just sitting. And before I knew it, I was channel writing. Didn't know which angel it was at the time, but as I've progressed, I've actually learned more and more about the angels now, and I do know now which one will step forward when I do my channeled writing.
Awesome. So, so tell us about channel writing. So how does that work for you?
Well, I'll sit and meditate, and then an angel will step forward, and for me, it's sometimes like three words will pop in my head, and then once I've finished meditating, I would take my notebook, which I always have next to me in every room, really, and I would just start writing those three words and just keep writing until it stopped, until I stop writing, and then read it all back, and then I'll have a message from the angel.
Awesome. So have you been sharing your channel writing?
Yes, I've been sharing them on a couple of groups I'm in. Your group is one of them. And also on my Angelic Energy Healing and Holistic Wellness page on Facebook. And also on my personal Facebook page.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about the other things that you do.
I also do hands-on energy healing. I do distance energy healing. I also do different kinds of massages. I do a healing massage, which is guided by the angels and the healing angels. Then I also do Himalayan salt stone massages, similar to a hot stone massage, but the Himalayan salt balls aren't hot. Then a couple of other modalities I do as well. I also do oracle card readings as well.
Awesome. All right. So the title for the topic for today is Following the Call Within. So, you know, I'd love for you to go ahead and share with us what it is that that you'd like to speak about.
Following the call within. I've always known there's something bigger than me. It's the reason why we're all here. And there's always little nudges. I think I've been following this call within from childhood. But then at some point in your life, the call will just get louder and louder and louder. It could be angel numbers. It could be synchronicities, people that turn up in your life, opportunities. And you just have to listen and take steps to follow your purpose, your soul's call.
Awesome. Yeah. So, you know, when it comes to your purpose and calling, what has led you to this point?
What's led me to this point? Well, I've always worked with elderly people in a caring environment because I've always wanted to help people. And I've always felt that I'm a healer in some form or the other. And the call is just over the last 4 years just got to a point where I couldn't ignore it anymore. So I started my spiritual journey more so than I used to. Started looking into it deeper and deeper just to see why I have this urge to, you know, be a healer and help people and feel like that I'm meant for so much more.
So when did this this journey start for you?
About 4 years ago, I had fibromyalgia. Been diagnosed about 15 years ago, and just got to a point where I was always poorly and I just, and always in pain. And I just thought, you know, there has to be another way. So I started looking into spirituality and eventually got myself off medication due to my spiritual journey and looking within. And so I'm medication free now. And I believe that if you follow that call within, it's possible for anybody to change their life.
That's so
and mine
awesome.
Has changed drastically.
That is so awesome. It's great to hear stories like that. You are right. You know, when we follow that call, when we, you know, follow what it is that we're supposed to be doing, that, you know, we can be healed. We can be physically healed. You know, it all starts energetically. And so if we are aligned to who we truly are, then, you know, when it comes to physically, we can really be able to manifest that physically as well.
Awesome. Yeah, that's very true, because I found that, and I've not felt this good in years. And being medication-free is brilliant.
Yes. Awesome. So, you know, when it comes to your journey, how did you find Reiki? And how did you go about starting massage and energy healing in general?
With the Reiki, I think it just happened by accident. I went to go do an Emmett training course and by accident met a Reiki master. He got me into Reiki, and I then thought, well, to incorporate them with the Reiki, I could incorporate massage, which I did in my job in any case with the elderly, which was only hand and feet massages. But I just thought if I could incorporate energy healing with the massages, which I now can do full proper body massages, it would just, you know, make the experience so much better.
Awesome. All right. So currently, do you work out of your home, or do you have your own space?
At the moment, I work out of my home. I am looking at my own space, just looking around. But as I've just started with stepping out and created my page, I'm currently just working out of my home. So people come here. I do the massages. I also do distance energy healing as well. So, at the moment, I just work out of my home. But eventually, I would like to have my own place.
Awesome. All right. So when it comes to, with Reiki and then your journey all the way to, right now when it comes to channeled messages and channeled writing, what other things have you been experiencing during this journey that you're on?
A lot of self-discovery and a lot of inner work, a lot of inner healing. Things will always pop up if it needs healing or if there's something you have to look at on this journey of following the call within. And it's just doing all that inner work, you know, journaling it out or working with the angels to help you deal with whatever comes up. But it is a lot of inner work involved in our spiritual journey, I feel.
So what can you share with us, you know, when it comes to it with, you know, any specifics that you can really share with us, you know, that have been aha moments for you when it comes to your journey and your call?
Aha moments. Live from your heart. I live from my heart always. I do everything from the heart. And if your heart is a nudge in your heart that tells you to do something, listen. It's 100% of the time it's correct. And also when your heart tells you not to do something, don't do it. But yeah, live from your heart and always do everything with love. That's what I found works best for me.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, you know, when it comes to your work, have there been moments where that you can share with us when it comes to, you know, when you have worked with clients, when you have worked with others that have really been transformative for the clients and also for yourself?
I can think of one distance healing I've done. I've not worked with many clients with channeled writing and stuff like that, but I did a distance healing for someone in South Africa who had major hand surgery on both his hands done. And I was asked if I could, you know, do some distance healing, which I did. And he never had any pain medication from the moment he woke up after surgery until he left surgery, up the hospital. And up until now, he has been absolutely perfect. The doctors couldn't understand why he's not asked for any pain medication. And that really opened my eyes to how powerful working with the angels and the healing angels can be. And it really made me see that, you know, it's a very powerful thing.
That's so awesome. Right. Okay. So what I'm going to do now is we are almost at the bottom of the hour. So I'm going to do some announcements that we have on Psyche Talk. So what we have going on is we are still on summer break. So a lot of our hosts are not on shows this week, but they will be back. You know, next week is September, so they will be back soon for the fall. And so we have, let's see here, we have on Tuesday, on tomorrow, we have the Power of Three show hosts, Rose, as well as our new co-host, Dave Nunnally, and they will be back to do, they'll be back to talk about Jesus, the Missing Years. So that should be an awesome show. And then on Wednesday, host Charlotte, as well as Dax, they're going to be back, and they will have open lines, as well as mini readings, and whatever else you'd like to talk about. So be sure to reach them when they come on Wednesday. And then when it comes to our show, next week we're starting a new series. So we're going to be talking about love. So it's going to be a series on Power of Your Love. So be sure to join us next week as we start off September talking about that, as well as, you know, we'll be talking about the energy of the month, as well as the energy of the week. So be sure to join us for that as well. So awesome. So now let's take a few callers. We have a couple of callers that have been waiting. And so let's see here. Caller who's been on the longest. Area code 405.
Hi, ladies. How are you this afternoon?
Good. How are you?
What is your name and where are you calling from? I'm good and grateful. Thank you. My name is Sylvia. I am calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, Sylvia. How are you today?
I am good, Miss Catherine. Thank you for taking my call. I have been listening to you ladies. Glad I was able to catch your show today.
Awesome. So
how can we help you?
When your topic is about paraphrasing, like answering, heeding the call within, how do you go about answering it, or how do you go about knowing that you have a calling up on your life, number one, and to answer it, number two?
So, you know, a lot of times when it comes to our call Sorry, I'm hearing an echo here, so sorry about that. But when it comes to our call, it has to do a lot with our passions. It has a lot to do with, you know, understanding who we truly are and what it is that we truly love to do when it comes to our desires, what it is that really lights us up. So, you know, I have Archangel Raphael actually stepping forward for you as well, and Archangel Samuel, Sylvia. And what they are showing me is that you are doing a lot of this work that you're meant to do. And so it's really about reaching even further into what it is that you're meant to create from your passions, what it is that you're meant to create from those things that you really love, that you really desire for in your life. So, you know, really following that passion is a big part of that. So I hope that makes sense. Hello, Sylvia?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Okay. How do I go about, that made sense what you said. Also, I heard you said two angels stepped in. How do I go about connecting with the angels to get that, to get and hear their guidance, their direction?
So when it comes
to the angels, all you have to do is ask for them.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, you sit down and, you know, I would also encourage you to have a journal with you and to you know, just sit in a quiet place and ask for Archangel Raphael, as well as Archangel Samuel, to step forward for you and to ask them the questions that you want to ask, and to then really listen to what it is that's coming in through your mind, as well as in your heart, what it is that you truly feel. And so, you know, when it comes to the angels, they're always going to be answering in a way that is separate from your ego. So it's not going to be your ego mind. You know, those limiting beliefs that come in, the negative things that come in, that's not what, you know, they're showing you, but it's the other things that, and what I'm feeling for you is they're going to actually help you to understand what it is that they're sharing with you through your feelings, through how it feels like in your heart. So, you know, I encourage you to do that this week with Archangel Raphael and Archangel Samuel. So I hope that helps, Sylvia.
Yes. Yeah, yes, you kept pushing the button, so we were kind of like going in and out. Hello?
Yes, sorry. Yes, sorry. When I was connecting with you.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. My producer has been putting you on mute. When I
okay, speak.
Sorry about that. So Sylvia, did you have any other questions for us?
Hello. Hello. Okay.
Yes.
It's Archangel Archangel Raphael, the angel of healing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what is Archangel Samuel?
What is Samuel he or she? Samuel is an angel of love. So, about loving yourself and loving who you truly are. And he comes in this red energy that I'm seeing right now for you. And so when you call on them, they're going to help you. And Archangel Samuel, whenever I connect with him, he comes through in this powerful way. Well, he powerful way in when it comes to your feelings. So when you call on him, you know, ask for him to step forward for you and just kind of sit there and just feel the love that he sends to you.
Okay. Miss Sarah, do you have anything for me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Sarah.
I was asking Miss Sarah, did she have...
Hi, Sarah, are you still on with us?
Sorry, I don't know what's going on here. I keep hearing echoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just do what lights you up, what sparks joy is what I always say. So, and if you just follow that, it will lead you to your calling or your life purpose. That's what I've always been doing. Do what, like Catherine said, your passions, whatever, you know, you like doing, that's normally a good sign as to where you are on your path and following your life's purpose.
All right. So, Sylvia, I'm sorry. We had a really bad echo on your line, but I hope that helps. All right. So, So why don't we keep talking about, you know, Sylvia, you mentioned about, you know, our calling and our purpose. So what other things can you share with us when it comes to following that call?
Sorry, the connection is really bad at the moment. Well, the thing with me is I'm a very creative person, so anything that sparks joy for me, you know, I always see it as it's part of your life purpose or the call within. I get called to do a lot of creative things a lot of the time, and it's it will be something that pops in my head and it just will not go away. And that's how I know it's from the angels, generally. So it's a nudge that doesn't go away. It's the way I can explain it. And creativity is brilliant for helping you raise your vibrations and, you know, and creativity could be anything. It doesn't need to be art. It could be writing, speaking to people. It could be really anything. But do what lights you up and what makes you happy.
Yes. Awesome. All right. So for anyone else out there who are listening, if you'd like to receive a message or would like to talk about this topic, please be sure to call 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad to be on air with us. All right. So, so Sarah, what do you, so you're talking about creativity. So what else have you been doing creatively to help you on your journey?
About 5 years ago, I started making teddy bears out of people who passed away's clothing because I thought it's such a shame for a clothing item just to be, you know, put away in a wardrobe and, you know, never be looked at maybe once a year. So I turn people's clothing who's passed away into teddy bears to help with the healing process and so that they can always look at their, put it on display somewhere. I also do a lot of drawing as well. I call it channel drawings at the moment. Just mandalas I'm drawing at the moment. A lot of mandalas.
Oh, awesome. That's so awesome that you do those teddy bears for, you know, grieving families. I remember when, you know, I had my losses. I saw where I could receive these bears that were like the size of the weight of the babies that you lose. And so, you know, so that kind of reminds me of what it is that you're doing. But, yeah, that's so amazing that you do that because, yeah, it really does help people to know, you know, to be able to see that and just remember their loved ones that way. That's awesome. So when it comes to these mandalas, like, is it that you see them and you draw them, or how is it that it comes to you?
Well, normally it's just I have one image, like an eye, or I've had a few images that just pop in my head, so I would just sit and draw, and these could keep me awake all night, where I just don't sleep because they just keep me awake, and I will sit and start drawing the circle, start with the eye in the middle, and then I just sit and draw and draw and draw until I filled out the whole A4 page with drawings, and then I sit and obviously color them in and paint in them until they are finished. And yeah, then I just share them on Instagram. At the moment, I'm just keeping them, but I think they will all be framed at one point and be put up somewhere. I was told to print them on T-shirts.
Oh,
so that's another idea.
That's awesome. And that's great. So what other so what else can you share with us when it comes to you know, yourself or topic that we have? Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Love. That's very important. First of all, to love yourself. I know that's not one of the easiest things to do. And to look after yourself, self-care is very important. We all forget about that every now and then. And then obviously do everything you do in life and to other people and for other people with as much love as possible, because it's love that makes the world go round. And you never know what difference you make in somebody's life by just, you know, sharing your love or just a friendly smile could change somebody's day. So always do everything from love.
Yes, that's so true. You know, it is all about love, and you know, we have to really love ourselves and you know, love ourselves for who we truly are, you know, in every way. And so yes, I totally agree. So Sarah, I would like to ask you how we can find you, how the audience can find you.
I've got a Facebook page called Angelic Energy Healing and Holistic Wellness. If you just type that into the search button on Facebook, it will pop up. And then you can like my page there. I also got Instagram, not for my page, though. It's just Sarah_Murphy73. If you would like to follow me on Instagram. I am in the process of working on getting a website sorted, so hopefully soon I'll get that up and done.
Awesome. So, all right. So I am just actually just typing this right into our chat room here so that people can find you. And there you go. So I have your Facebook page there. And see here. So, you know, we're talking about creation this month. And so what other things are you creating, you know, when it comes to, you know, being pulled ahead, you know, for the rest of this year?
I'm currently working on creating meditation rugs. So that's another thing the angels told me a couple of weeks ago. So I'm in the process of working on that, trying to get that. It would be in the form of a crocheted mandala, big enough for you to sit cross-legged on.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's another thing that I'm always busy creating something.
Awesome. Oh, that is wonderful. So for those who are listening, I do have on our chat room her page, and I will also have her information on our Facebook group as well. So you can check her out there. And let's see here. Okay, so we are almost at the end of the show, and I would like to see if there's anything else that you'd like to share about your experiences or what it is that you've gone through that can really help others to understand what it is that they're meant to do or what it is that they need to hear when it comes to you know, from the angels or anything that's calling to you from your heart. Hello?
I don't know what's going on. It keeps dropping the connection. When something bad in your life happens, or we might see it as bad, it is often a blessing in disguise. I've gone through a separation after 20 years of marriage quite recently, and it was the hardest thing I've ever done. But as I'm going forward now, so many more beautiful things are happening in my life. So sometimes something bad that happens might feel like the end of the world, but we should see it as a lesson. And there's always a reason for everything that happens. I'm a big believer in that. And, yeah, I've grown so much in the last 6 months. So never let a bad situation make you feel like, you know, you have to give up. There's always hope.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. So we do have another color. So let's take that. Before we close out the show today, so caller area code 310, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Janet, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Janet. How are you today?
Hi. Good.
So how can I help you today?
I just tuned in a little bit ago. I was wondering if you could just see what you picked up on me or how that goes.
Yeah, so I have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. And I'm actually feeling it, a lot of things going on within your heart right now, and some hurts that you're going through. And so Archangel Raphael wants you to really connect with him and to help you to know that everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to work out the way that it's supposed to. So really just following into that. Also, Archangel Gabriel stepping forward, and he's wanting you to really start sharing about those things that you have been going through, because it's really, really keeping this energy stuck within you. Mm-hmm. And so when you share it out, it's going to help you release this energy that is old, and then going to help you to bring in new energy that you're meant for when it comes to the flow and understanding through your intuition what it is that you're meant to do next.
Okay.
So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Awesome. Wonderful. So, yeah, so if you connect with them, you know, all you have to do is, do you meditate right now?
I do.
Awesome. So, you know, through meditation, just ask for the angels to step forward for you, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel, and they're going to send you the messages that you need here. So just paying attention to what comes in when you ask about these different things in your life that's going on. And then I do encourage you to do some journaling because, you know, as you write down those things that they bring to you and also into your heart, you know, those feelings that you feel as you connect with them, it's going to help you to understand what it is that you need to do next, what it is that they're showing you. When it comes to the lessons that you need to learn from everything that you've been going through.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. I'll tap into that when I meditate next.
Awesome. And you know, always feel free to call back as well and let us know how that went for you.
All righty. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Awesome. So, Sarah, yeah, I want to thank you so much for joining me here today. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we are off?
Journal. Everybody should journal. Anything.
Yes.
like if you're upset, just write it down, get it out of your system. The best thing
mm-hmm.
I've ever started is writing. So get a notebook,
mm-hmm.
carry it with you. Not really. I have mine next to my bed and there's one next to the sofa. So I'm constantly writing things down, ideas that pop in your head,
mm-hmm.
all sorts. Just journal. It's very good for you to write your thoughts
mm-hmm.
down and when you're upset, get rid of emotions that way as well.
Yes, exactly. I have like several journals. And, you know, they're for different angles and different, you know, for my ideas and dreams and all that stuff. So, yes, it really does help a lot. Yeah. And let's see. So, you know, I wanted, you know, thank you again for joining Sarah today.
Thank you for having me, Catherine.
I'm so happy that, you know, I had you on and, you know, I'm sending you lots of love and lots of creative energy that you already have. But, you know, I know that you'll be doing amazing things. And so
thank you, Catherine.
You know, I'm glad that you were able to come here and step out of your comfort zone. And you did great. So
it was a big step. Let me tell you, it was a very big step. But I've done it. I'm very proud of myself.
Yes. And, you know, this is just the beginning for you, you know. So, you know, this month was about creation. And, you know, this week is about, you know, taking some actions. So, you know, yeah, I'm just very excited for, you know, all that the universe and angels and the divine are bringing to you. And so be sure to, you know, check Sarah out. I will have her information on our group page as well as my own page, my show's page. And, yeah, you can, you know, check her out. You can go to her page and see what she's all about. And, you know, you know, I just want to, as we are ending the show today, and I just want to, you know, send you all lots of love and light. You know, we all are meant to do amazing things. And so, you know, this month was about creation. This month was about doing those things that we're being called to do, we're being led to do, that has to do with our passions, that has to do with what it is that is who we truly are. It's going back to basics. You know, when you were younger, what is it that you really wanted to do? What is it that you wanted to do to help others? So that's all part of that. And creating from that is what is that we're meant to do, what it is that we're supposed to do to make that impact in our lives, to make an impact in other people's lives. And so, you know, for those out there listening, and I hope that this month has been really enlightening for you on what it is that you're meant to do, what it is that you're meant to create, and that this week that you're shown what it is that your next steps are in order to really move into this energy of making the impact into your purpose and you're doing those things that you're meant to do. Because when we all do it out of love and do it from, you know, following what it is that the divine show us, we can really make change happen. We can make so much happen. And right now, there's a lot of different things going on in this world. And so, you know, whether you know, with the Amazon, with, you know, all these different things that you see on the news. And so, you know, it's really important for us to follow that call, follow what it is that our heart is telling us, what it is that our soul is calling us to do. You know, if you're watching something and it affects you, there's a reason that it's affecting you in the way it does. So I want to encourage everyone to, you know, really follow your heart this week and to really be true to yourself. So I want to thank everyone for joining me. And thank you, Sarah, for joining me. And sending you all lots of love and light this week. And so I will see you all next week with my new series, Power of Your Love. And so send you all lots of love and light. And I am going to say bye-bye for now. So bye, Sarah.